95% of people in sub-Saharan Africa who need glasses do not own a pair, according to the Britain-based charity foundation Vision for a Nation. Its founder, British philanthropist James Chen, says Rwanda is one of those nations where the need for the glasses is great, especially among children.
We expect that perhaps a million people in Rwanda will need some form of vision correction. And out of that, probably 900,000 people will just need a simple reading glass, and we will be able to supply that, or it would be our adjustable glasses.
Using technology developed at Oxford University, Chen's company AdLens manufactures two types of adjustable glasses. He says they are very easy to use and have a wide range of magnification.
You have two lenses as they move against each other in the part of the eye that you can see out. You know, the power changes with the two lenses moving against each other. The other technology we have is fluid-filled, which is a chamber. On one side you have a plastic kind of a sheet, and as you put in the fluid, which is a silicone oil, it changes the curvature of that. And so that's what's changing the power.
AdLens ophthalmologist Graham McKenzie says the glasses are especially suitable for people with variable eyesight.
If your eyesight does fluctuate from day to day or even minute to minute, you can just readjust the lens power to meet your needs. The technology as it currently stands has a very high power range. So high, in fact, that we can capture 90% of all the sorts of refractive errors that are out in the world.
With a subsidy from the World Bank, Rwandans will pay only about $1.50 for the adjustable glasses, which is still about 3 days' wages in their country. Vision for a Nation Foundation has trained some 1,200 nurses to help the vision impaired learn how to use them. If everything goes well with the distribution and adoption of adjustable lenses in Rwanda, Vision for a Nation plans to distribute them in other countries too. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.